Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Angry All the Time, An Emergency Guide to Anger Control by Ronald T. Potter Efron is a self-help and anger management guide written for people whose anger is frequent, intense, and disruptive, rather than treating anger as a vague emotional issue. The book approaches it as an urgent behavioral problem that can damage relationships, employment, and personal stability if left unchecked. Potter Efron draws on his background as a psychotherapist and anger management specialist to present a practical framework for recognizing how anger escalates and what can be done to interrupt that process. The book is known for its direct tone, concrete advice, and emphasis on immediate application. It is especially oriented toward readers who do not need theory as much as they need a realistic plan for controlling explosive reactions, taking responsibility for their behavior, and building safer patterns of response in daily life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a crisis-oriented guide for people whose anger is already causing damage. The central premise of the book is that anger is not just an uncomfortable emotion, but a destructive force when it repeatedly leads to conflict, loss, or legal trouble. Potter Efron writes for readers whose temper has already interfered with jobs, friendships, intimate relationships, or personal freedom. This makes the book different from general emotional wellness titles that treat anger as one issue among many. Its emergency framing matters because it assumes a reader who needs immediate correction, not long-term self-discovery. That practical urgency shapes the whole book. It is organized around stopping harmful behavior before it gets worse. The message is not that anger should be denied, but that uncontrolled anger has consequences and must be managed as seriously as any other recurring problem that threatens daily functioning. Secondly, concrete anger control methods instead of abstract psychological theory. One of the book's main strengths is its focus on usable tools. Readers and reviewers consistently note that Potter Efron spends substantial space on what a person can actually do to begin reducing angry outbursts. That emphasis gives the book a distinctly action-based structure. It does not simply explain why anger exists, but shows how to respond when it begins to build. This practical orientation makes it especially useful for readers who are overwhelmed by theoretical explanations and want simple interventions they can test immediately. The book is often associated with cognitive behavioral ideas because it links angry feelings to thoughts and behaviors that can be changed. Its value lies in translating that connection into everyday steps, making the material accessible to people who may have little prior exposure to formal anger management strategies. Thirdly, understanding the anger escalation cycle and learning where to interrupt it. A major conceptual contribution of the book is its attention to escalation. Potter Efron presents anger as a process that develops through increasingly reactive thoughts, emotions, and actions, rather than as a single sudden event. This matters because it helps readers see that explosive anger is not inevitable. There are early points where the cycle can be interrupted. The book encourages readers to pay attention to internal triggers, rising tension, and the habits that prepare the ground for a blow-up. By mapping that progression, it turns anger control into a matter of recognition and interruption rather than mere willpower. This is an important distinction because many people only notice their anger when it is already at its most destructive stage. The book, therefore, helps readers identify the moments before the outburst, when behavioral change is more realistic and more effective. Fourthly, responsibility, accountability, and the refusal to excuse destructive behavior. The book is notable for its insistence that angry behavior must be owned by the person who performs it. Potter Efron does not frame explosive anger as harmless venting or as something other people should simply tolerate. Instead, he places responsibility on the reader to recognize the damage caused by repeated outbursts and to stop relying on excuses, rationalizations, or blame. This stance gives the book its firm tone and distinguishes it from more indulgent approaches to emotional expression. The ethical point is clear. Anger is not only a feeling, but also a pattern of conduct that affects other people. By stressing accountability, the book seeks to shift readers away from justifying their reactions and toward changing them. That emphasis is especially important for those whose anger has already become normalized in their lives and relationships, because without responsibility, no technique can produce lasting improvement. Lastly, humor and directness as tools for making difficult self-examination possible, although the subject is serious. The book uses humor to make its points more memorable and less defensive. This stylistic choice is not cosmetic. It helps the reader face uncomfortable truths without being overwhelmed by shame or resistance. In anger management, defensiveness is often a barrier to change, so a direct but occasionally humorous voice can lower tension while still keeping the message clear. Potter Efron's style is plain and unsentimental, which fits the book's emergency orientation, but the humor prevents it from feeling clinical or preachy. This balance makes the book easier to read for people who might resist a more formal therapeutic text. It also supports the central aim of the work, helping readers examine themselves honestly enough to change their habits. In that sense, the tone is part of the method, not just the presentation. In conclusion, angry all the time is best suited for readers who recognize that their anger is no longer occasional or harmless, but a recurring problem that is damaging important parts of life. It can be especially useful for people looking for a practical introduction to anger control, for those who have not responded well to vague self-help advice, and for readers who want a direct explanation of how anger escalates and how that cycle can be interrupted. Its main benefit is not broad emotional philosophy, but immediate usability. It gives readers a structured way to think about their reactions and concrete steps for changing them. Compared with many books in the anger management genre, it stands out for its emergency focus, its insistence on accountability, and its willingness to address explosive rather than suppressed anger. The book does not promise a magical cure, and that realism is part of its value. It is a concise, practical guide for people who need to begin changing destructive patterns now rather than later. If you would like to support Ronald T. Potter Efron, MSW, PhD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.